Live.
So is she? It's only one person.
No, she's not live yet. He's still backstage.
But you put her.
She left by herself. I think she's trying to sort out something. She just landed.
Oh, because she was meeting Sensor. Hello, my people. So I'm on Facebook too, right?
Yes. Where would you prefer her to join? Instagram or YouTube and Facebook? She said she just has one device.
Oh, okay.
I think YouTube and Facebook will be more. It will be always there for people to watch.
Okay. Okay. Wow, so her, so put on Instagram, we'll hear her too.
Okay, let's just put it on Instagram. Then people here can listen
verbally. Yeah. Hello, guys. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Call anybody you need to call. Today's IG Life is very interesting. We have a special story. There was a couple that met at Johnny King. Hope you're coming for the UK London conference. I hope you have been attending the mentoring program. Hope you've not been missing all those interesting stuff. All right, so tonight, short and sharp, we're going to be interviewing or just hearing from the couple that met at the last Love Dating and Marriage conference in the UK. So the last Love Dating and Marriage conference in the UK, there's a couple that, two single people that met and are married today. So we just want to share their story again and the mosque la la. Yes, hopefully you'll save it and you can watch after now. Hey, who is watching from UAE? Coyote from UAE. I was in Dubai like 2 weeks ago and I haven't preached. So, Coyote, were you in that meeting? Okay, somebody said I actually watched their first interview in 2020. Yes. Ah, yeah, solid follower. So we had a couple that met, and their story was very interesting. We're going to post the full gist on YouTube tomorrow morning. Yeah. So if you want to watch their full gist, you watch it on YouTube. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I don't even know what you are doing. Dr. Eunice, yes, I'm coming to Houston. Dr. Eunice, DM me your phone number and email address ASAP. Definitely coming to Houston. Somebody said, bring the conference to America. Yes, next year, I'm planning an American tour. Next year, not American tour. So it's going to cover U.S. and Canada, major cities. So you don't want to miss it. 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 Kenya, how are you doing? I need more African countries to invite me. Kenya, what's happening? Which other big country? South Africa. Those two nations. Okay, so as I was saying, last Love Dating and Marriage conference in the U.K., a couple met then, they were married. I'm very interested. So if you're here, you've not registered or you've not bought tickets for the London conference, you know, go and get your tickets. Go and get your tickets. You're here and you've not bought our London tickets. We are having our conference in London this August. It's just a few days away. Wow. It used to look very far, but now it's just a few days away. We're having Love Dating and Marriage conference August 27th. I am Pastor Mildred, going to be there live in London, not London Dominion Center. You don't want to miss it. All right. So please, if you have friends and family in the UK, in London, let them know. Tickets this Sunday, early bird tickets will close. And then there'll be a new price from Monday. So you wanna get your tickets now. One that place sold out. So please, London, August 27th is a bank holiday. So if you need to travel in from out of town, hey, come on in. People are coming from everywhere. And you can meet somebody, you see. Some can just be, you know, somehow, you know. So when I come back to UAE, you know, buy me a ticket. I'll fly in right now. You know, so don't be too laid back about these things. Come out, learn, and also meet people. Interact. There'll be lots of games, lots of stuff. Interact with people. You would actually enjoy it. You would actually enjoy it. All right. So that's what we're doing today. I'm talking to a couple that met and married at the last Love, Dating and Marriage conference. All right. Greetings from Saudi Arabia. Hey, I've not been to those kind of places. Somebody wanted to invite us there some time ago. So all those in the UK, please, London conference, August 27th. Tell your friends and family, those of you know in the UK, everybody has family now. In Early bird ends this weekend, so take advantage of it. Tokwe, I'm definitely coming to the US, I told you. What city are you in, Tokwe? Okay, so please subscribe to my YouTube channel to be a blessing. Loads of our books are available. There'll be blessings to you. I look forward to our London conference. Yeah. It's always a great time. So many UAE people, though. Where are you all the UAE when I come to the UAE now? So many people from the UAE. You people are never there when I come. Oh, Maryland. Talk about Maryland is definitely one of the cities we'll come to. Canada, yes. We're doing North American conference. So, we'll do major cities in Canada. We've had conference in Canada before. Toronto and Calgary. It was crazy. It was good. So, hey, these are things you want to take advantage of. North American tour next year. Next year is going to be a touring year. We're going to do major cities. I'm going to come to Scotland next year. Next year, we'll do Birmingham, Manchester, Scotland. Amazing. Somebody says from Afghanistan. We are not yet. You're watching from Afghanistan. We don't have any plans to come to Afghanistan yet. Not in the nearest future. somebody said, can I book counseling? Oh, send us a message. Send us a DM. They'll hook you up. They'll get it set. Send us something. They'll make it happen. LDM with PK. I thought I pinned this thing. What happened? Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're going to bring in the people. Kimberly in Washington. Okay. Toby, you're on. Oh, you're live now. Toby, you're live. Can you hear me, Toby? I have to bring him here.
Yeah.
Toby Johnson. Oh, definitely PK.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you. Can you? Right.
I've also requested you on Instagram. Okay, good.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Now I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Just a minute. Can you hear me?
No, I still can't hear you, sir.
Say something.
I was hearing you before, but can't hear you anymore.
Okay, I can hear you now on Facebook. People on Instagram, can you hear Toby? Can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can hear you.
That's fine. If you can hear me, that's fine. Then I will just... All right, that's fine.
Okay, is Bella going to be able to join us, so?
Yeah, apologies. She had to go to Dublin this afternoon, so. But I'm sure she's landed, so she should be able to.
Okay, is her Instagram Abiola BB? Is that her?
Yes, that should be her, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, apologies for that. We're meant to be together for this session.
Yeah, I know.
She just had an impromptu family things to stop fighting.
I know. Those things happen. Biola, I heard you had to travel.
Yeah, sorry. My flight was delayed.
We can't hear you well. Are you in a noisy place?
Can you hear you well? Yes, I'm sort of back in the factory already.
Okay, can't find.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a bit. It's okay. Wow, it's not.
Yeah, the sound is.
We can't hear you well, Biola. You have to find, and the network has to be where the network is also good.
Maybe she should go. Maybe
yeah,
she should try and go.
Because I'm actually using the airport Wi-Fi. I don't live in this country where I am right now, so I have to place the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
I'm like, that is. So that's why, that is why it might be a bit weak, the connection.
Okay.
Because I'm using public data Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we won't keep you guys long. I know how the UK is and all that. But are you guys planning to be in the conference in August 27?
Yes, 100%.
Of course. Of course, we asked you to come. I'm joking. Yeah, we wanted you to come. Of course, yeah.
I'm glad because a lot of people would like to meet you. You guys are stars now.
I think some people say they can't see me on, or they can't hear me on Instagram. So maybe I should log out and then.
But I'm hearing you. I can. Okay.
Yeah. Let me log back out and then.
Wait. Let's ask them now. People on Instagram, can you hear Toby? That's the guy. Can you hear the guy? Some people, their earphone that is bad. It's not your own. So please let me know on the comment section. Can you guys hear Toby on Instagram? Instagram folks, can you hear Toby? Okay, Debbie said they can't hear. Debbie said she can't hear. So some say yes. Oh, some people say no.
Yeah. So maybe should I log out then log back in? Maybe that will.
I'm seeing a lot of yeses.
You said it's not clear.
Okay, go out. Let me invite you. But Edosa say yes.
Okay.
Okay. Mobula, how was your flight to Dublin?
It was good, thank you. It was great. I thought it was pretty smooth.
All right. Just a minute. Let me see if I can get Toby back. So when you join again, just request again. You know, so... So we request again, join Instagram and request again.
Yeah, that's what I'm going on. Sent a request.
Yeah, all right. So I was saying that I look forward to seeing you guys at the conference. A lot of people would like to meet you guys. You guys are like stars now. People come and take your picture and use you as a point of contact. They will use you as point of contact.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Say something.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. So is there a reason why you're using earphones? Can you remove them?
Okay, I can remove them. So, is it better now?
Okay. We can hear. I think we can hear. So, just like I said, I want to keep this short and sharp. I know Viola is on the move and all that. How did you guys know about LDM at all before you came? How did you know about LDM?
Did you want to go first?
Well, when we came in 2019.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're gonna go first or
no, you go first.
Okay, so for me, a month before the conference I saw a friend post a video of your face. So I was like, I like this man of God, and I literally went and googled your name on YouTube and then started listening to your preaching. Hello, let me check out your social media page. At the first post, I saw that you're confirmed, and I was like, no, this must be God, this is for me, I have to go, because I really could relate to your preaching. It was very engaging. You sort of understand, you know, the youth, and you were not actually quoting, you know, being realistic as well as spiritual. So I really enjoyed it, and then I was like, I have to come, and then I told my friends about it as well, and that's how I discovered it, basically.
Okay. Toby, how did you know about LDM at all?
How did I know about LDM? I believe it was I can't recall it now. Someone actually reposted it on because I wasn't following you then. So someone must have reposted it on Instagram and I saw it. So to be honest, I was like a fan. Oh, then I think it was like a snippet of your teachings and stuff. So I was thinking, oh, maybe I would go. I wasn't really sure I was gonna go. So on that day, because I think it was on a Saturday, right? Yeah, it was on a Saturday. So I was meant to go somewhere, and then you know it didn't. I didn't end up going. So like, fine, let me just let me just go. Then I called a friend of mine that we meant to go together, and I was like, okay, do you want to go? He was like, no, I'm not going. I'm busy and stuff. So I decided to go by myself. So it was just like a coincidence on Instagram, really. So one of my friends on Instagram posted it. I can't remember now. So yeah, thank you to that person actually. But yeah, it was on my friend that posted it. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. But okay, so quickly, how did you guys, you know, meet that day?
You go first.
So we actually got lost. The reason, so we were like literally mainly from the actual venue, but the GPS was taking us to literally a different like the side road. And then as I was walking towards the building, it was more of like skyscrapers. And I thought, this doesn't look like maybe the venue, it looks more of like a business unit and offices of companies. So I was walking slow, looking confused. And then someone was behind me, a black guy. And I was like, oh, hello. Because he was looking at his phone as well. I said, oh, hello, are you looking for a Pathological Conference, LDM? And I said, oh, yes, I am. And it's like, then he wanted to continue walking in, because I was in front of him, walking in the direction I was walking in. I said, oh, I think, and I said, I don't think that's the right direction, just so sort of I can see ahead of me just the business center, and it looks like he's on the main road on the high street. So we decided to sort of look around for any other young person, black people wandering around as well. And then we later discovered we're in the wrong path, then we turned right, walked backwards, turned right, then we found that, and that's how we met. And when we entered, the issues were still welcoming. They took our details and I gave us a wristband. So I was waiting for him. And I think the ushers, because we came together, so that we're together. But then when the ushers were going to give us a seat, they gave us two seats, only for me to sit down, and so the guy was not next to me. And I was really annoyed. I was thinking, does this guy think, I was just waiting for him as a, you know, part of like a good gesture. I was like, who does this guy think it is? And that's down the street, because they gave us like a good seat. So I think Stefan or third row on the left side. So then, not only they actually sat right behind me. So after the service, I was trying to look, I was like, okay, there was a lot of people at the end, so I didn't really sort of remember even what it looked like. I was like, okay, where's this guy? But I didn't really see him anymore. So on my way out, I bought some books, took pictures of you in PMs. And then on my way out, by the door, it was a bit drizzling, so I was going to get my umbrella out. And then he just came. I was like, that's the guy that I saw before, but I was trying to ignore him, because I was like, if you didn't sit next to me, why should I be talking to you? And then he came like, oh, are you leaving now? And I said, yes. And I was like, oh, which direction are you going? And it turns out we're both going towards South London. And yeah. And the rest of the history.
Okay, so tell us from your own side, how all that played out.
Right. So normally when I, because I live in South London, and your event was in East London. I used to live in East London before, so I know the area very well, Stratford area. So normally when I go to East London, because I've got family that lives in East London, I normally drive. But on this day, I just don't feel like driving, so I took the tube. I took the train to Canada Water Depot, to Stratford. So I put the address on my Google Map. So when I came out of the station, so I was just walking. But I don't know if you could remember. So where you had events, the venue, there's like some industrial area at the back behind it. So that's where the Google Map took me, right? So there's like a canal behind the place. So I walked. So that's where I wasn't sure. So then I saw her as well. So I was like, oh, fine. So I was thinking, let me just say hello and see if we actually been to the same place, you know. So I was like, hi, you know, are you going to, you know, LDM? And she was like, yeah. I was like, fine. The Google Map took me. And she was like, oh, yeah. You know, the Google Map took me here as well. So we just start looking together, you know, that there's no conversation. We're just like, oh, let's look around and and see if we can find a place. So, you know, there was like, as I always said to her, it wasn't like, oh, you know, when I saw her, there was like, you know, love at first. I was like, you know, just like a friendly conversation, you know, hi. So when we go to the place, the lovely ladies at the door and the ushers are like, fine, you know, they just gave us 2 seats. So in my mind, I didn't know they put us together. So she went, she was in front of me. And so it's like, oh, fine, you. So they must have followed me together. So then when she went to sit down, I just went to sit down. Like, you know, apparently I was meant to sit down beside her. But I just went to the, you know, to tell you how, you know, oblivion I was. I wasn't even thinking. So I just went behind her and I sat behind her. So that was the first, instance that we actually met. Obviously, throughout the preaching, your teaching and everything, you know, it was fun. It was nice. And I didn't think anything of it. You know, after we finished, we had a picture. We took a picture with you and Pastor Mildred as well. You know, God's well, some of your two of your books. I think it was Edomite and one other one. So after we finished. So leaving the venue, I saw her by the door. She was speaking to one of the ladies. So I just recall, like, oh, fine, this is the lady we came together. She was like, oh, hi, you know, are you leaving now? And she was like, yeah, you know, she's leaving. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh I'm going towards South London or towards Streatham then. And she was like, so I think in her mind, she was thinking, oh, that maybe I came with a car. And I was like, oh, can I drop you? She was like, oh, yeah, that's where I'm going, but I prefer to take the train. I was like, oh, wow, I'm taking the train as well. So, you know, we might as well just take the train together. So, yeah, so we took the train together. So that was how we actually met. And then, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Okay. So for those that are watching, Divine GPS will locate you. Because, you know, and it's literally the way God works. God is literally like GPS. He's just going to direct you, you know. This is why a lot of people don't receive answers to prayers, because they think God is a magician. So they are thinking that after I pray, God is just going to break my door, you know, and throw the parcel inside. That's what they are thinking. But no, when we pray, the main thing God gives us is direction. You know, it's direction, because the answer is already near you. He has to order your steps. As I said, Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So it's going to order your steps, you know, to where the blessing is. And it's amazing how the GPS just took both of you to the same place at the same time. So there was already divine GPS before physical GPS got both of you there. So it's amazing. So for those watching, please, if you have friends and family in the UK, we have a London conference this August 27th. Amazing. And this couple met in the last one and they're married today. So, okay, so you guys now rode the train back together. So what happened?
Yeah, so we took the train back together. So back then, anyone that knows London, I live in Mitcham back then. So I was meant to stop in West Croydon, and she lived in Streatham. So I was meant to stop in Sydney to get another train, but she was meant to stop in West Croydon. So I told her, we were on the train, we're just, you know, talking, hi, you know, how did you find it? I was teaching. And she was like, oh, yeah, it was nice. This and that. She can actually, you know, that's the first time she's been to your events as well. Like, she loves the way you teach and stuff like that. She was, we're both so elated and we're just talking. So even then, I didn't really think of anything about, like, fine, you know, we should get married. And then, so when we go to the station, I was meant to get another train. And she was meant to be going with that train that we came with. So she just, so I was like, well, I'm gonna stop in the next train station. And she was like, oh, you know, I can, because the next train I was gonna take into where I was going was, I think it's gonna be like maybe about 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But she was like, oh, you know, I can, you know, just chill with you. We can just, you know, just wait together, and then when your train comes, you can just go ahead and I'll take the next one. So I was thinking, you know, so I was just thinking, like, why does she want to stay with me? So in it, like the typical Nigerian mentality, maybe I was thinking, maybe she's interested in me and stuff like that. So we came off the train and then we're just talking. So I was like, okay, fine, you know, it's actually nice. He seems like a very lovely person. You seem like a Christian, you know, and you seem like someone that's got like a good character. Do you mind if I should invite you on a date? And she was like, oh, no, I have a boyfriend. I was like, okay. like, so it wasn't like, she was like, oh, I have a boyfriend, you know, you just, I'm just, you know, I was like, okay, fine, that's cool. So after my train came, I left, no, we stayed numbers, right? So then I left, and then she left. And then, you know, after that, I think we spoke once, but it was a very long conversation. We were just talking about things in general, what she does, what I do, just things in general. You know what I mean? So we talked for a while, and then after that conversation, I think the day after I called her, she wasn't picking. A week after, she was not picking up. I think I tried calling her for like a couple of days after, maybe 2 weeks. She wasn't picking up, so I just left it. And I was like, fine, you know, I just left it. Then a little bit after that, she posted something on our WhatsApp about her dad passing away. So I was like, so now I messaged her, oh, you know, my condolences, I'm sorry to hear about that, blah, blah. Then, you know, we're just friends. Oh, hi, I hope you're well, just checking up on her, you know, just hi. So afterwards, I think after like a month or close to 2 months, so I was like, okay, fine, you know, this person seems like a very nice, you know. And I think I needed something. She just volunteered. Like, I thought I was trying. I was in between changing jobs then, and I just spoke to her about, you know, changing my jobs. And she kind of like gave me some advice about, oh, you know, this is how you should do. This is how you should, you know, do your CV stuff. I was actually, you know, impressed about, you know, because she had a kind of more exposure in terms of like, that sector. Like more than I do. So she was like, kind of, you know, try and do this, put this together, stuff like that. So I was like, okay, fine, you know, thank you for helping me. And then I think we built a friendship from there. So I mean, it was just the concept of her character. She was a nice person. And then, you know, she could actually do something without her, you know, expecting something back. So at first, I was actually saying, okay, I see her as someone who can, if we didn't matter our list, we're going to be a very good friend. So
yeah.
I will let her take it from there.
Wow. So I hope you guys are learning something from this. She went out of her way to be of help. And she had a boyfriend, so she wasn't interested in, even when she was asked to go on a date, she said no, she wasn't thinking. So that's proof that, you know, she wasn't thinking further than that, that she even came down from the train just to make sure he was fine. You know, it's part of the things I'm going to be sharing in that London conference. You know, I'm going to share from the 7 ways to be a more attractive person. People think it's just praying and shouting at God that will make things happen. Sometimes the small things that will make things happen. The Bible talks about entertaining angels. So this is part of what I'll talk about in that conference, 7 ways to be a more attractive person. People in the UK, I have a word for you. You don't want to miss this. You know, August 27th, somebody was asking, when is the conference holding? August 27th in London. It's a bank holiday. Make your way there. Get your tickets now. It's available on our profile. Get your tickets now. Early bird tickets will end this Sunday. And normal prices will start on Monday. So you want to take advantage of that. If you have friends and family in London, in the UK, let them know. It's worth it. Even yes, everybody might not meet a husband and wife there, but you know, you never know, just know how God works. These two people didn't know they were going to meet there. You know, they just wanted to come and learn, want to come and, you know, fellowship. And God has a way, you know. God has a way. So if you know anybody out there, and the program is for both singles and married. This conference is for both singles and married. So even if you're a married person, come and learn about marriage. Drag your spouse if you need to. You know, come and learn. So Biola, share your own part of that story.
What happened when we got on the train? So basically, there was a VLR train. So this was trying to rain, and it was where we're going, it was like by like 10 to 12 minute walk. However, there was another set of train that could get there. So when it started raining, I have a travel card. Travel card is basically sort of allows you to travel for the week. You don't have to pay any extra money. So I literally just saw like there was a VLR station close by. So I went and ran for that train, and then it ran with me. So I didn't really tap in with my Oscar card. So when I got to the main station, he was like, oh, he needs to go out and tap his card. And I said, well, because it was just like pay as you go, sort of. Then I said, oh, if you go out, because you haven't tapped in, when you tap out, they charge you the maximum fare, which is like probably triple what you should really pay for. So I have a travel card. Let me go out with my card, and I come back in with your card so that you can be charged the correct fare. And I said, wait, yeah. So, I went out, came back in, gave him his card, got on the train, changed for the second train. The second train at the platform, the train that was going to where he was going. But for me, I had to change, few stops down and wait for my train. So then when I got off, and then he came off with me, I was like, this is your train, and the next one is not coming, your train. The next one for you is not coming, after 20 minutes time. And I was like, no, that's fine. So while we're standing there, I was like, oh, you said a year about Mofefe, which means I like you. And I said, and it was like, oh, did he, were you not at the, and I said, why would you say it? I was like, oh, because the mentor, and oh, did I know, yeah, well, Pastor Kingsley said in the conversation just came from, he said, be bold, go after what you want, and especially for guys, it should be confident. So I was like, okay, that is practicing what you just learned. So I laughed, and I said, okay, sorry, By the time, at that time, we had actually broken up my boyfriend, but I didn't want to entertain any new guys. I said, I've got a boyfriend. I said, if I'm going to give you my number, it's going to be based on just friendship. If you ever disturb me too much, I will block you. That's what I said. I was like, that's fine. So I gave him my number. The very next day, he called me, and I kid you not, it was for like almost 3 hours.
Wow.
So then I remember telling my flatmate and my mentor that, oh, just new guys that really liked me. And we clicked, like, I still feel like I've known him forever. And they're like, well, you told him you have a boyfriend. That's not going to take you seriously. Does that mean you're giving up your old relationship? Oh, I don't want you to get confused. Be like, you should cut off the new guy. Don't speak to him so it doesn't make you more confused. So then the next day he called me because I was starting a new job on the Monday. So we met on Saturday. Sunday we spoke for about 3 hours. Monday he called me. I didn't pick up. Tuesday he called me. I didn't pick up. Then I texted him, I think 48 hours later, saying, well, I'm really sorry. I've been stressed. I've just been busy. But I think he knew that was sort of trying to dodge him and ignore him. And then sadly on the Thursday, my dad passed away, and I just put like a dark picture, like a literally blank picture on my status, WhatsApp status. And I said something about like darkest day of my life. And then it was one of the first people to message when I fully took it down. And it's like, what happened? And I told him my dad passed away. And then literally like every day would be sending comforting words, encouraging me. And I said, he wanted to call me. I said, I wasn't really... I just couldn't talk to anybody at the time. I was moaning. I just wanted to be people that I was really close to and be alone. And then about a month later, he was like, oh, he wanted to take me out to eat. And he just stuck up on me. And then during the date, we had a friendly meal. And then he was asking me about my boyfriend. I said, oh, to be honest, I didn't have, like, we're going through issues for the past 3 months and things are not working now. So, like, so then I showed him some of the messages of that was very strange, and it was like, wait, the guy is saying just to you, it was like, oh, be like, you don't have to say yes to me or marry me, but one thing, please don't go out with this guy, please don't marry him, you deserve more. I might have to say, you deserve more, please. And he told me about, you know, similarity of maybe people, maybe in his families that, you know, maybe, like, same traits that a guy had that was a red flag and that he had seen in other people that were close to him. So then he dropped me home. I didn't want him to know where I lived, so I told him to park. It was so funny. I told him to park like 2 streets away. And he was like, oh, wants to see me? I said, I'm like, no, 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 you go. Then when he leaves, then I'll walk to my door like 2 minutes away, which was quite funny when he actually started going out together. And then that was it. And I told him that he should give me time to pray. And then that... by December, I'll give him an answer. And it was like, every time we talk, I was like, we just talk as friends, but don't keep reminding me, but I'll definitely pray about it. And like, you know, then a month later, like, every time, like, I used to pray, or like, oh, I pray God favors me, I pray God has mercy on me, like, answer your prayer. And I just said yes. And within a month, I was introduced to all of his family in the UK. It was very, very intentional. It was very open. And by February, did that introduction. Wow. Yeah, so it was really, like, and I think for maybe single ladies hearing me, that are listening to me on the slide, if a guy's intentional, he will go after you. When a guy doesn't want you, his action will say, so you don't need to sort of interpret it for him, or maybe wait for him to say the actual words, because it was super, super intentional. And to be honest, I didn't pray. I was over 30, so there was a lot of pressure for me.
Wow.
To marry, but I love my friend married like 25, 26, but they had their firstborn, you know, going to 2 kids, and I was, you know, the nice auntie or the godmother, but I wasn't brush it inside, like if you brush, you would crush. That was sort of my thing. That was my slogan, like, don't rush, be alive. Your time, God's time is perfect. And I really, really do thank God that I waited. Like, there are things I, before I went, sort of, when I was younger or a teenager, I thought, oh, well, I'm going to marry after me three, you know, finish uni by 10 to 1, say, for 2 years and marry. But if I'd married probably back then, I would have divorced, to be honest, because you know, that was a bad person. But just saying, character trait, I was very impatient. I was very, I believed in being a female and being very choleric. If a guy says A to B, I'll say A to Z. Like, I was ready to sort of that, I don't say sort of that character that I have at work, because in my industry, I work in mostly with men. So I have to sort of prove myself, and I'm also black. So I know that I could not break that into marriage, but that's how I was. Generally, like, very controversial. Like, I could argue with people wanted to argue, but then I'm just like peace loving. And like, I think the Lord has made me more phlegmatic. Like, anything goes. The Holy Spirit has really worked on me, so I really thank God that. And also, like, I think there was a time that I was praying and I felt within my spirit, like, okay, I could be ready. My husband is not ready. They're saying things. So sometimes while you're waiting, so pray for your spouses with that, you know, whatever needs to be done in him, so that by the time you both meet, you wouldn't be chaotic. Everything would just go smoothly. And I listen to PK's messages and PM's messages, because there's so much to learn from. And one thing I want to say is, you know, in life, one thing I've noticed, you know, you want to be an accountant, you go to school, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you set up for 7 to 10 years. Marriage, and people don't really, even though people take it seriously, but they don't see, there is no school saying, okay, I want to get my school of marriage. Or, okay, churches do try to counsel, so go for counseling as much as possible, because marriage is more important to me than career. So if you can spend 10 years training, you know, to be satisfied with certain profession, why would you not put in the time and the effort to read books, to listen to preaching, you know, to be intentional about learning and growing and developing? Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's beautiful. I hope everybody's listening. Somebody was asking about the venue for the conference, August 27th, Loved It in a Marriage Conference, August 27th. The venue is Dominion Center, all right? Dominion Center, the Broadway High Road, London. You know, it's amazing. Dominion Center, London, okay? But go and register at our profile. You have to get tickets for it. Go get the tickets now. Early bird is going to end on Sunday, all right? But her story is pinned, the address is pinned on Facebook there. Maybe we'll also pin it on Instagram also for you. So that you would, well, please go get your tickets. Her story is so touching. So, you know, just chance meeting, GPS, divine GPS. You know, there was the natural GPS, but I believe divine GPS was the major one that made them meet. And somehow God had done a work in both lives and, you know, they were able to just meet. So, Bill, I want to ask you, but why were you just so kind to this stranger? All right. So why were you just so kind to this stranger?
Not to my old trumpet, but that's my generosity life. Like, I can't even count the amount of times I've been going in one direction and maybe an elderly person or, you know, even a man would say, oh, I'm going to go to this direction, and I'm like, at that place. And I'm like, sorry, I didn't get it. And I'm like, I'll actually walk with them, maybe a funeral that doesn't really maybe understand English well. I see them on the street, I'm like, oh, where do you want to go? So that's just my general attitude to be kind. Always, you know, I believe what you sow is what you reap. And by the grace of God, I've reaped a lot of kindness from not the people I've sold it to, but different places. You know, I go to a country, I travel a lot, and the kind of favor I see from foreign people, you know, people that I don't know, is by the grace of God. So I always love to sow the seed of kindness. And I didn't even see it as a, that was any big thing, because I like to save myself. I was thinking, why should you charge the maximum fare? And that's how I treat my even female friends as well. Like, there's a way they can get a discount. I will get a Groupon link. I would share that. And yeah, so that was just my mentality. I wasn't even thinking that this guy. Oh yeah, one thing I forgot to say. So when we started talking and I thought, oh, this guy's a really good guy, I actually tried to set Toby up with one of my friends. I was like, oh, I like you to be my. And then when I was going to talk that, friend, but it's like, oh, the way you're selling him, Bella, you're not really in a relationship with him. Why don't you? And I was like, no, but you know, you don't understand, he's my friend. And then I realized that the blood group was ASAS, and then the lady was like, oh, sorry, I don't want to be, I'm almost wondering about, you know, marrying someone that's AS. So, yeah. And then I thank God that was happened, because I would have regretted it and cried my eyes out on their wedding day. And they probably the chief bride would have like, my mom probably would cost me that. Look at your life. Look at your life. Eh? You know, your gift away. So I really, really thank God that that wasn't the case. And, you know, thank God for his mercies. And
Wow. This is amazing. This is amazing. For those people watching, you know, like I said, part of this I want to talk about in London, 7 ways to be a more attractive person. You must learn to be kind. You must learn to give, even when you have nothing to gain. What most single people do is that they give only where they think they are going to gain. You're not going to get blessed that way. All right? There's a lot God can do just by your acts of kindness. And Biola is a testament to that. Toby is also a testament to that. That he was also kind, was also friendly. You know, he didn't just say, oh, I don't want to marry this girl and go his way. No, he was friendly, was at least talking to her, and he started seeing her kind side. You know, there's so much to learn from this story. We'll post their full video on YouTube tomorrow morning so you can watch the full gist. We don't want to give you all the gist today. So post their full video. They did a proper video, so it will be posted on YouTube tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channels, go do so immediately. There's Kings Lokonkwo on YouTube. There's LDN with PK on YouTube. Then there's Mildred Kings Lokonkwo. Then we have Wholesome Sexuality also on YouTube. So go and subscribe to the channels. Follow us on all platforms. To be a blessing. So those that have friends and family in the UK, or if you live in UK, London, you know, you need to register for the conference. August 27th is the bank holiday. All right, it's a bank holiday. Somebody's saying, I have been too kind. All I get is hurt and pain. I suspect that your kindness is that you are kind to gain something. That's not the type we're talking about. If you're being kind for the sake of being kind, you have nothing. Nobody can hurt you because you're going your way. So I'm not talking about this kindness of you wanting to manipulate somebody to do something for you. That's not the kind of kindness. You see, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to teach. People don't understand what kindness really is. Is that you're doing it to gain nothing. That's what real kindness. Not that you're doing it because you make the person remember you. That's not kindness. That's bribery. All right. That one is called bribery. All right. So August 27th, if you have friends and family in the UK, the venue is Dominion Centre, the Broadway High Road, London. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. All right. It's going to be awesome. Awesome. It's a bank holiday. Tell all your friends and family in the UK. And I'm so happy for this couple that met and married in that conference. For my dream and desire and declaration is that every year like this, you know, people will meet and marry from that conference. Yes, that is the agreement.
That we're multiple marriages from LDM.
Yes. So that's the agreement we agreed. The Bible said, what two or more shall agree, or what shall be established. Toby, do you agree? Didn't say anything, no?
100% I agree, sir. Yeah, amen.
Yeah, so,
We're telling us people trying to come, so it's actually the blessing because of COVID. Many have been praying for you to come 2020, 2021. Yeah, so, yeah, thank God.
So, finally, well, hope they are registering. Hope you guys are telling your friends and family.
Yeah, they are, yeah. We've a couple of our friends are going to be there. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's not only for single people, guys. Married people, too, should come. Invest in your marriage. So, we'll talk about singles and married at this conference. August 27th, London. Tell your friends and family. It's a ticketed event, so please get your tickets and tell people. We look forward to seeing you guys. So thank you, Toby and Biola. I know, Biola, you're on the move, so don't want to keep you too long. Thank you, guys. If you want to watch their full story, their full video is going to be up on our YouTube channel tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Toby. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys August 27th at the conference.
Same here, sir. My regards to Pastor Mildred. Thank you.
Yes, I'll tell her. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. So, everybody, thank you for joining us. It's just a short session we're going to have today, like I said. We just wanted to talk to the couple that met at the last conference. This couple met at the last Love Did Not Marriage conference. Both Natural and Divine GPS, you know, brought them together. You know, the GPS took them to a venue or a place right behind the venue. So they both were like literally lost. They met there and found out they were going to the same place. It's a lot of lessons, you know. Don't just sit at home. Come out for conferences. Come out and interact. So if you're sitting at home and you're praying fervently, you're just only online. Everything is online. Come out. Meet people. Interact. Very, very, very important. Interact and learn. And learn. So much to do. So watch your video tomorrow morning on our YouTube channel. Come out for Love and Marriage in the UK. Tell your friends and family. August 27th is a bank holiday. And I look forward to seeing you. All right. All right. So thank you, guys. Should I take one or two questions? Do I have time? Let me take one question. Somebody says, I met a girl, but my parents does not like her because of where she's from and her culture. But when I prayed about her, God told me she's my wife. And I received confirmation from a man of God. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Oh, very simple. Person asking that question. I have a book titled I Love You, But My Parents Say No. Get that book. But primarily, I would say, what are your spiritual parents saying? Your physical parents saying, what are your spiritual parents saying? Your spiritual parents are in agreement. They can help you proceed with talking to your not biological parents. Now, you've given the reason that they are not in agreement just because of cultural reasons. So that's not strong enough reason for you not to marry the person. So go ahead and proceed to make peace. There are a few steps I would encourage you to take. I can't share all of them here today. But please get my book, I Love You, My Parents Say No. I think I have a video too that I talked about it. Learn about it. God is a perfect matchmaker. He has his own GPS, guys. God has his own GPS. God has his own GPS. And it's amazing. So much lessons, Kindness is important. Kindness. Hey. And UK people, that you put a borderline. Let me not say it because I have some good daughters that are not like that. But a lot of UK people are almost, I'll say it in the conference. If you come, I'll just see you in the conference. All right. Divine GPS will locate you wherever you are. You'll meet your spouse in the most unlikely places. It's not something, and a lot of people, why things take long for them, that they're too anxious and they want to manipulate everything by their power. Where God is going to do the miracle from, you would never see it coming. That's how it works. So go and rest. That's why he put Adam to sleep. That's why God put Adam to sleep. You can't help God to find a spouse. Anytime you're helping God find a spouse, it's not God's choice. It's your choice. And usually, you will not be very happy when you get it. Okay? Every time you manipulate the thing to pick a wife or husband, you won't be very happy. God is the official dealer for good spouses. Proverbs 19:14 tells us that wealth and houses are things you can inherit from your father. He said, but a prudent wife comes only from the Lord. So yeah, you can never know when it's going to come. You can be the unlikely and certain episode, but be kind all the time, because that will always open a door for you. All right. So I pray for divine GPS to locate all of you. Make sure you help us publicize this program. Put it in your status, put it in your profile. Let people know, let's meet. I'm looking forward to that meeting. Thousands of people will gather together. And there'll be lots of games. I have some of my people from the UK that organize the games, so a lot of things and gifts. So something to come for. So we have on that IG Live. Yes, and there'll be just us girls in the morning, 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. There'll be just us girls in the morning then. We'll have LDM around 12.
If you use the code, discount code Kindred, you get free just us girls
tickets. I heard there's a code for bonus. So if you used Kindred as a bonus code, discount code, you even get tickets to the two events for the price of one. So hey. Let's go take advantage of it, guys. Let's go take advantage. Okay. Facebook, do you have one question? Let me take one question from Facebook. Abraham, I was in UAE 2 weeks ago. Where were you? All of you asking me about Dubai. I was in UAE.
Should we do conference in Dubai?
UAE people, should we come and do a conference in UAE? Will you guys come out? Will you walk? Should we come to the UAE? Yeah, should we add UAE to our plans for tour next year? Let us know. All our books are available on Amazon. You can get a ticket to this event on our website. LDLPK.org. For those on Facebook that don't know, but if you're on Instagram, just go to my profile. LDLPK.org. You can get it there. All right, guys, get books and tickets from there. Get everything from there. All right. So next year, North American tour, America, Canada, UK also. Then Dubai seems to be vibing. So Dubai, let us know. Dubai, let us know. Let us know. Let us know. George, some people should show you come out in Dubai, Abby. But why were you not there when I was there 2 weeks ago? That's the problem. We need to be sure you guys will come out for the conference in Dubai. We need to be sure. We would gladly come and do something in Dubai if you assure us you will come. All right, guys, time to sign out. Thank you for being here. See you later.